you ever get headaches, Jim?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, maybe you should listen up here. It can be a terrible pain for many. Love your stories, 96900 693. They crop up at the most inconvenient moments, can become a stress for friends and family as well. Now, if you get headaches and you look at ways to reduce them, the next person, my next guest, Dr. Jerome Dixon, he's a chiropractor and editor of headache.com.au, has a few tricks for us. Dr. Dixon, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Dennis. Nice speaking to you.
What should we do?
What should you do if you get headaches regularly?
Is it food related?
Well, you should probably get them diagnosed to start with. It's always a good idea to go to a doctor and get an assessment and see whether the headaches are due to anything in particular. Once you've had that done, it's always a good idea to look at your lifestyle habits and a number of things like eating habits, what kind of work you do, whether you work under certain lighting conditions, things like that.
Should you get eyes tested?
Yeah, you should get your eyes tested by an optometrist. Absolutely.
What brings a headache on?
Headache is generally pain caused by nerve pressure in the neck or the jaw or the face. That can be due to stiffness or tightness, and it can also be due to a number of other conditions as well. So it's worthwhile looking at the range of problems that can cause them and having an assessment done.
Are there common foods that bring on headaches?
Common food triggers would include things like MSG, skipping meals, foods high in sugar. Caffeine and caffeine dependency can also be an issue.
If you suddenly try to go without it?
If you try and go without caffeine, if you're used to having it, sometimes people miss that coffee on the weekend and they're used to having their coffee and they have a rebound headache due to not having that caffeine fix.
96900 693 131332. If you suffer from headaches, what brings them on, and have you been able to find a way around that problem? 96900 693. Can they be caused simply because you've got your neck out, or you've got suffering from stiff shoulders?
Some of the most common causes of headaches are things like musculoskeletal issues. So a lot of us who have prolonged static postures, sitting at desks, we develop tightness. We can develop trigger points. Stiffness in the neck or the jaw, and that's quite a common cause for headaches and also even triggering migraines.
Jeff, good afternoon. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was getting for a while, and I actually found out my wife put me onto it. It was lack of fluids. I just wasn't drinking enough, and that was the first sign I was getting a decent headache from that.
Now, could that happen, Dr. Dixon, with that you're dehydrated and you'll get headaches?
Yeah, look, a lot of research has pointed towards dehydration being a contributing factor to headaches. There's a number of reasons why that could be, but certainly there's a correlation between dehydration and headaches. Sometimes on a hot day when people are dehydrated, and also the radiant heat acting on the blood vessels of the neck or scalp is thought to contribute to the throbbing of a headache or a migraine. So dehydration is definitely a consideration. So it's important to stay hydrated if you suffer from regular migraine or headache.
Hello, Vince.
Hey boys, how are you?
Good.
I had a headache for 18 years, Dennis. I tried everything, but when I got divorced, it went away, mate.
Thank you, Vince. Boom, Tish. Thank you. Is that a common one, Dr. Dixon?
You don't need a scan for that one, I don't think.
Thank you. Tina?
Oh, hi there. I'm sure the doctor will hopefully agree with this, because one of my doctors a few years ago diagnosed my headaches due to over cheese sort of eating and chocolate.
Cheese and chocolate are fairly high. They're foods that are fairly high in a particular protein called tyramine, and tyramine is known as a trigger for migraines. Why that's exactly the case, we're not quite sure, but it's thought that the tyramines cause like a sensitivity reaction in the blood vessels, which can then lead to sensitization of the nerve endings. So it's thought that tyramines are common in cheese and aged foods, but also in chocolate. Chocolate also contains a lot of sugar. It also contains caffeine as well, which are also known triggers for migraine.
Thank you very much, Tina. If you want to find out more about Dr. Dixon's work, you can go to headache.com.au. Headache.com.au. Dr. Jerome Dixon, thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.